Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. My name's Feifei.
And I'm William.
William, how much do you know about China?
Not much. Why are you asking?
Well, I was flicking through the papers and I came across this quiz.
No, not quizzes. I'm rubbish at them.
Oh, well, let's see. Here's the first one. Name the capital city of China.
Oh, well, that's easy. Beijing.
Yes. And which province is famous for its hot and spicy cuisine?
I think Sichuan food is quite spicy.
Yes, see, you're doing well. How about this one? Roughly how many characters are there in the Chinese language?
Oh, loads. 5,000?
No, try again.
7,000?
Well, actually, roughly 42,000.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know it was that many. How can people possibly learn them all? It's totally mind-boggling.
What is mind-boggling?
Mind-boggling describes something overwhelming and amazing, like really impressive numbers or facts. It's made up of two words, mind and to boggle. Let's hear an example.
I took my son to the Science Museum on Sunday.
Did you go to the space mission area?
Oh, yes. There were rockets, spacesuits, even parts from a satellite. So many mind-boggling things to see.
I really want to learn more about the universe. It's a fascinating subject.
Well, astronomy, the study of stars, has lots of mind-boggling theories.
I was at a physics workshop last month in Munich. There were seminars on black holes and antimatter. It was totally mind-boggling stuff. I think I might have understood about 5% of what was discussed.
Well, I think I now know what mind-boggling means and how to use this phrase. And here's one final mind-boggling question. How many stars are there in the Milky Way?
Is it 42,000 again?
No. Some people say there are over 200 billion stars in the Milky Way, but no one knows for sure. That's all from us on The English We Speak. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.